the Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Bud Steffen, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Fibber and Molly join us in a moment. Here is an opportunity to save real money on your next purchase of the new 1949 Glow Coat. You can save 29 or 49 cents. That's because the makers of Johnson's Wax are now offering a twin can sale, a real bargain in beauty. Here's how it works. You'll get one can of Johnson's 1949 Glow Coat at half price when you buy one at the regular price, either pints or quarts. You'll save 29 cents on the twin pints, 49 cents on the twin quarts. Now, we offer you this bargain for just one reason. We want you to see how much better the new 1949 Glow Coat is on floors and linoleum. How much more brightly it shines, how much longer that shine will last. And we're so sure you'll like it, we make this guarantee. If you're not convinced that the new Glow Coat is the finest self-polishing wax you've ever used, we'll refund every cent you paid plus postage. Remember, on this offer, you save 29 cents on every pair of pints, 49 cents on every pair of quarts. And every drop is wonderful 1949 Glow Coat. This offer is for a limited time only, so put self-polishing Glow Coat on your shopping list right now, won't you? Engine house number 7 of the Wistful Vista Fire Department has just ended its annual used clothing drive. The first prize was a ride around town on the new $30,000 fire engine. And who do you suppose is riding up there on that driver's seat in all their helmeted glory? Yep, it's Fibber McGee and Molly.
Boy, oh boy. Molly, ain't this fun?
Hey, Mort. Hi, Mort. Hi, Herb. Up here, Herb.
My goodness, McGee, do you have to yell at everybody?
Hey, Kramer. Up here, boy. I'm riding the fire engine, Kramer. Hey.
If there's anyone in town who doesn't know you're riding the fire engine by now, they must be hard of hearing. And how I envy them.
Yeah, drive slower, Mike, so I can...
Oh, hi, boy. Hi, boy.
Who was that?
How do I know? I just don't want to miss anybody seeing me that way. Hey, Mike, let me blow the siren once, huh? Just once, Mike.
Oh, you don't need it, McGee. That siren won't carry over your voice anyhow. Kick the bell again if you want to.
What do you mean, if he wants to? I haven't seen him so happy since he found his commanding officer of 1918 driving a garbage truck.
You said it, kiddo.
Oh, hey, there's Wallace Wimp. Hey, Wimp. Hi, boy. This is me, stomping the bell, Wimp.
McGee, stop kicking the gong around.
Huh?
Try to act a little dignified, dearie. What will people think?
Yeah.
Let's try to act a little more. Ah, there's Mrs. McDonald. Yoo-hoo, Mrs. McDonald. It's me, Molly McGee, on the fire. Too late. She didn't see me.
Man, oh, man, what a buggy this is. This baby's got everything, hasn't it, Mike? What's the thing on the dash there that looks like a fire extinguisher?
There's a fire extinguisher.
Oh.
But don't touch it. Don't touch it. We don't know how it works yet.
Oh, what are we stopping here for, Mr. Casey? This is Walt's mall shop.
I got to run in and get the chief a hamburger. I'll be right back, folks.
Boy, look at us, Tootsie. Parked right in front of a fire plug. Boy, what a day this is. I wish a small, harmless fire had bust out someplace so I could... Oh, hey, there's the old-timer.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Old-timer. Look at us up here on the fire truck.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, Johnny. Hello, Johnny. Say, you better climb down off of that thing before they catch you.
No, it's okay, old-timer. The fire department has given us a ride on it. We won first prize in the used clothing contest.
You won it legitimate, too, Johnny. I've often heard folks say, there goes McGee. Don't he look like the first prize in an old clothes contest? Oh, well, I wish I was up there with you, kids. I love fire engines.
Yes, they're beautiful things, all right. Unless you're having a fire and they don't get there.
Matter of fact, daughter, I used to be a fireman myself. Had to quit, though. Stomach trouble.
Indigestion?
Nope. Calluses.
Huh?
Slid down that brass pole so often the skin on my belly would have stopped a bullet. I sure loved it, though.
I suppose you had a lot of narrow escapes as a fireman.
Daughter, you'll never know. By one time, I was on a 90-foot ladder coated with ice, carrying a 3-inch nozzle, 2 axes, a flashlight, gas mask, coil rope, first aid kit, lunch bucket, and some old love letters I'd stole out of Bessie's apartment.
You'd stop and read old love letters at a time like that?
Read them? Shucks, no, Johnny. I took them up there to throw her into the fire. If she'd ever took a look at them letters and took them into court, I'd have been a gone goose. You know the old saying, do right and fear no man. Don't write and fear no woman.
But what happened on that 90-foot ladder?
I slipped and fell, daughter.
Oh.
It was coated with ice. Well, down I went.
Wow, off a 90-foot ladder. Hurt you badly?
Nope. Luckily, I was still on the bottom rung. Well, so long.
Some fireman he must have been. I'll bet. Oh, here's Mike. Scoot over, kiddo.
We haven't touched a thing, Mr. Casey. I hope you got the hamburger all right.
All set, Mrs. McGee. You want to drive it back to the station, McGee?
Huh? Me? Oh, my gosh. You hear that, Molly?
Yeah.
I'm going to drive it. I'm going to drive the fire engine. 18 million horsepower, and I'm going to drive it.
Where can I get a taxi?
Oh, he'll be all right, Miss McGee. It's only a couple of blocks to the engine house.
Boy. Hope somebody sees me, I know. Be just my dirty luck that nobody sees me.
I'll shift gears for you. Kick in the clutch, McGee. Let's go.
Okay. Boy, when I roll past the Elks Club with a siren going 70 and me going 30, those guys will be what I'm here. Okay, Mike, I'll wheel her right up the driveway, boy. I'll take her right on inside the firehouse.
Now, maybe you'd better let him do it, dearie. It's a big truck, you know.
It's the chief's pride and joy, and if anything got scratched on it, he'd throw it.
Don't worry, I can handle it. Now, watch it now. Easy up the driveway. Easy. And in we go. Whoa!
Heavenly. The fender, McGee. Look, you put a dent in it that looks like a bird bat.
Hmm. My gosh, I must have misjudged it.
Kill the motor, McGee.
Oh, howdy. Oh.
The chief ain't going to like this.
Huh?
Let me see how bad it is. He'll yell his head off me.
Hey, come on, Molly. Let's get out of here.
I guess we better, dear.
Hey, chief, we busted a fender. You better come out here now. Hey, McGee, wait a minute.
Come on, Gino, let's go. McGee, wait for baby.
McGee, hey, come back here.
Billy Mills and the Orchestra and Valley High. Thank you.
easy. Take it easy. I'm winded.
Me too, kiddo. I got a stitch in my side that saw up the Grand Canyon.
I think this is rather silly anyway. Just because you dented the fender of the fire engine, we start running through alleys like we'd blown up the Third National Bank.
Oh, my gosh, Tootsie, that new fire engine cost $30,000. One fender prorated would be about 700 fish. I could get 90 days chipping boulders in the sneezer for that.
Why, that's silly.
Huh?
Just because a fireman beefs, we don't have to lamb. Well, don't you get it, dearie? It's a fun base.
This is no time for jokes, kiddo. Not that kind of jokes, anyhow. Come on, let's duck into Kramer's for a root beer. I'm thirsty.
So am I. If I'd known we were going to be fugitives from justice, I'd have brought a canteen.
Keep an eye out for uniforms, not to see so.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hello, Miss McGee.
Hello, Milton.
Say, there was a fireman and a cop in here just now. They were looking for you. You been doing something?
Oh, nothing serious, Milton. Though the way we've been dodging around corners, you'd think we'd been caught singing the whoopin' poof song in Harvard Yard.
I don't know how serious it is, Milton. I ain't sticking around to argue about it. If anybody else asks for me, we ain't been in here, see?
Suppose they take me down to headquarters, put me under a bright light and beat me with a rubber hose.
Tell them nothing. They can't intimidate us.
Himself here will stick up for his rights if it breaks every bone in your body, Milton. Two root beers, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'll put straws in them so you won't have to leave any fingerprints on the glass.
That's using the old bean, Milty. Good boy.
I studied to be a detective once, correspondence course. But I got scared and quit.
Got scared of what, Milton?
Well, I took an impression of my own fingerprints just for fun. And then found I'd been wanted for murder since 1879. You'll notice I always wear gloves now.
Yeah, but Milt, 1879, that was 50 years before you were born.
Yeah, but there's no statute of limitations on murder, Mr. McGee.
Oh.
Here's your root beers. Oh, excuse me a minute. I got to sell that cop some cigars.
Oh, cops? Oh, my gosh, Molly. Oh, there's a cop at the cigar counter. Come on, he didn't see it. Let's duck out the back door. Wow, that was a close call. You got an eyebrow pencil with you, Molly?
Yes, why?
I want to draw a mustache on my upper lip.
Well, if you must have one, that's the logical place, all right.
Then in case I see anybody that knows me.
You mean such as Mayor Latrivia?
Yeah, such as... Huh? Oh, hi, Latrivia.
Good day, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Molly. Hello, McGee. I can't stop to talk but a minute. It's imperative that I get back to the city hall.
Yeah, what's up, Latrivia? City treasurer get caught with his pinky in the till?
No, but something is going on, and I don't know what it is. There are squad cars dashing around, motor cops all over the place, firemen popping out of doorways. As mayor of Wistful Vista, I should find out what to... There. You see what I mean, McGee?
Uh-huh.
Now, that was a prowl car, and it obviously means business.
Well, you run along, Mr. Mayor. Don't let us keep you.
Yeah, if you find out what the trouble is, Latriv, don't blame... let us know if there's anything we can do.
Yeah, such as catch a train out of town or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, I'm sure, but I simply must inquire into all this official activity.
Yeah.
I'd phone, but there have been some leaks in my calls lately, and I'd rather handle this in person.
Maybe the insulation has worn off your wires, Latriv.
What difference would that make?
Well, that would account for the leaks. You see, if the water soaks through the insulation...
Oh, no. I didn't mean that kind of leak.
I found a puddle of water under our phone one time, Latriv. Right after I'd been talking to the bank about liquidating some stock. So I naturally figured the leak was caused by...
I said I didn't mean that kind of a leak.
Hmm?
A leak. Look, when I said there was a leak in the Fellowstone, a freak in the Yellowstone... Anyway, I haven't time for this sort of thing today.
Yeah.
I have to get back to the Hitties Hall. City Hall. Good day. A good day!
Too bad, McGee. That would have been a dandy one, too.
Yeah, but we better get moving, kid. I'm hotter than July in St. Louis, and... Look, two cops. Right there at the corner. Come on, up the alley here.
Oh, dear. McGee, I've got bad news for you. This is a dead-end alley.
Cornered like a rat. Well, they're never going to take me dead. Because I'll surrender the minute anybody... Hey, wait a minute. Look, here's a door. Let's duck through here.
How do you know what's in there? Well, maybe it's the back door of the police station.
No, no. The police station's at 14th and Oak. Come on. If anybody asks any questions, we'll tell them we're the census takers.
They don't take the census till next year.
No, we'll tell them we write slow and had to have a head start. Come on.
Heavenly days. Look at all the boxes in here.
Yeah.
I wonder what this stuff is.
I don't know what it is, but I know what it better be.
And after you get through with that cross-town shipment, Fraser, we'll go into... Well, hello, Molly. Hello, pal.
See what I mean?
What are you doing in here?
The whole dad-ratted police force and the fire department is out looking for me, Junior. Look, if you won first prize collecting used clothing and want to ride on a fire engine, and just because I dent a defender, if anybody comes in here looking for me, is it my fault if the truck was too big for the engine house, and would you turn me in, boy?
Is there any reward?
Not that we know of.
Why, certainly I wouldn't turn you in, pal. You can hide here as long as you like. Though we're awfully busy with the special new Johnson's Glow Coat offer, you know.
Yes, I believe we heard something about
it. You're keeping me hopping, believe me.
Yeah.
You see, Johnson's are offering one-third more Glow Coat at no extra cost.
Yeah, but...
The new 1949 Glow Coat was a new glow. And they're offering out a money-back if not satisfied basis.
Yeah, but the cops are after me.
What a offer. I don't see how anybody could resist it. Just imagine a third more glow coat for no extra money, pal.
Yeah.
The new 1949 glow coat that shines as it
but
dries.
But the police come looking for
with an extra gleam and an extra measure of protection. The glow coat that's so easy to use, that's always saved you time and effort, and that now saves you money, too.
We should have given ourselves up. Look, the cops coming.
Because with this great bargain offer, more housewives than ever are learning about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat and how it's the finest polish.
Hey, look. Waxy.
Yes, pal.
We'd like your advice, Mr. Wilcox.
What'll I do, Junior? Stay on the lam or turn myself in?
Pal, my advice is give yourself up.
Mm.
You'll never have a minute's peace with this horrible thing on your conscience.
Mm.
Give yourself up and pay for the damage. Look, suppose it costs you $50 or so. Isn't that better than hiding from the law all your life?
Do you know anybody that could fix it, Mr. Wilcox?
Why, certainly. My cousin, Big Iron Things Out, Wilcox.
Oh, dear.
Slip him $100 and your troubles will be solved.
Well, what is he, Junior, a politician?
No, he's got a shop on 14th Street. He straightens out fenders.
Oh, dear. Come on, McGee. Let's let Mr. Wilcox get to work.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing at all, Junior.
Oh, don't mention it.
We won't.
Look. Here's what we do, Louie. Or kiddo. I'll keep an eye peeled for the gendarmes, see? You duck in the cigar store and telephone Latrivia. Disguise your voice and tell him I left town.
Well, all right. Pull your hat down more over your eyes.
Okay. Ah, there goes a good kid. If I told her I just busted into the Third National Bank, she wouldn't bat an eye. She'd probably bat me. but nevertheless, how...
Hi, mister.
Hi there, Teeny. Now, look, I got no time to bat the fat now.
Hey, see, my daddy said he saw you downtown today driving a fire truck, mister. Oh, boy, did he get a kick.
Yeah? What'd he say about it?
Well, he said he'd seen lots of fire trucks go by on false alarms, but it was the first time he ever saw a false alarm go by on a fire truck. What does that mean, mister? What does it?
I don't know, Teeny. And I got no time to figure it out. I'm in trouble, see? With the cops.
Trouble? With the law?
Yeah.
Well, you came to the right woman, mister.
Hmm?
Never fear, I shall hide you from your pursuers.
Well, that's very nice of you.
See, me and Willie Toops, we got a dandy hi-hi, I betcha.
Huh?
It's a platform up in a tree, and see, the cops could never find you up there, I betcha.
They wouldn't, eh?
No, because... Hmm?
I says they wouldn't, eh?
Wouldn't what?
Never find me.
Who would?
The cops.
Why?
Because I'd be in your hideout.
Up in a tree. I know it. Hey, what you do, mister, really?
Well, that fire truck I was driving, Teenie.
You stole it.
No, no, no. I didn't steal anything. I was driving it, see, and...
Oh, boy, you wrecked it.
I did not. Look, I was driving it into the firehouse.
And bumped into a fireman and busted his leg.
Oh.
Oh, gee, you are in trouble, mister, because busting a fireman...
I didn't bust anybody's leg. I just dented a fender. And all the cops in town are looking for me.
Well, if it's that bad, mister, maybe we better not try to hide you because our hideout is up in a tree.
Yeah, I know, but why...
And you're far enough out on a limb already. Well, mister, if they put you in the pokey for life, don't you worry. I'll bake you a cake with a calendar in it.
Kingsman and the beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend.
There's a trigger happy rootin', tootin', highfalutin', pistol packin' mama way out west. Now I don't know what it is she's got, but whatever it is, it's the best. She's that beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend. She never did learn to keep a friend. She give him a start, then shoot him in the end. The beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend. She's hardly the type to cuddle near. She'd rather go out and rope a steer. They never did build a school of cheetahs and the beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend. When she deals a poker hand, you ought to see their faces. Especially when she deals herself approximately 5 aces. I'm betting my boots she'll meet some cuss, causing her heart to raise a fuss.
People.
Good.
Up this alley here. Look, we'll walk back at the pool hall, see? Cut through the Elks Club. Oh, my gosh, here they come again. We're trapped, Molly. Where do we go? What do we do?
I know where I'm going.
Huh?
I'm going to sit right down here on this ash can and get my breath.
Oh.
Heavenly days. We're not criminals, McGee.
No, but how can I explain that over my shoulder to a running cop? Because I happened to innocently bust the junior out of the fender on a new fire truck. Somebody's coming up the
alley. Where? Oh, it's Ole from the Elks Club. Hello, Ole.
Oh, hi, Ole. Pull up an ash can and sit down.
Hello, Mrs. I can't stay, McGee. I used to happen to see you duck up this alley, and I brought you the news.
Yeah, what is it, Ole? What's the news?
The fireman is looking for you. They want you, McGee.
Oh, well, isn't that nice, McGee? It's so nice to be wanted.
Yeah. Did you ask them what they wanted to see me about, Ole?
I don't ask questions from a man in the blue uniform, McGee. I may be just the janitor, but I'm no foolish janitor. They ask the questions.
What do they ask you, Ole?
Well, they say, do I know where they can get a hold of McGee? And I say most people get hold of McGee by the collar.
Oh, yeah? Then what?
Then he says, if you happen to come back to the Elks Club, lock you in the closet and call him quick.
What? Lock me up?
Sure. The chief says if I lock you in the broom closet, he gives me $5. Cash money.
Heavenly days, a reward. Well, that's ridiculous. He hasn't done anything so terrible, Ollie.
I don't judge my friends by what they've done, missus. I don't even ask what he's done. I don't care.
Good boy.
Now, you just asked one question. Are you coming back? The chief gives me $5.
Oh, Ole, you wouldn't do a thing like that. Look, he's in trouble, Ole. All he did was dent a fender on their nasty old new fire truck.
Sure, just a little dent.
And they've run us around till we're worn out.
Yeah, and you mean to tell me you turned me in, me, your pal, for a measly $5 reward?
Gosh, McGee, you make me ashamed in the face.
Well, good for you.
Sure, I go see if they won't make it $10. So long.
Fine friend he is. Come on, Molly, it's almost dark. Maybe we can sneak home. And...
I'm too tired to move, dearie. I'm going to sit right here till...
Hey, McGee! Well, at last.
Oh, my gosh, it's him, Molly. It's the fireman. It's Casey.
I don't care. Let's give ourselves up and go quietly, if they'll carry us. My feet are just...
Where the devil have you been, McGee? We've scoured this town for you.
Okay, I give up, Mike. Slap the cuffs on me. I'm beat. Frisk me if you want to. I'm not packing no rod.
Look, cut out the double talk, will you? The whole fire department's looking for you and the police force.
Oh, what's he done that's so terrible?
Yeah, that's
heavenly
what I
days,
see.
All this fuss over a little old dented fender.
Yeah.
That could happen to anyone.
What? Nobody cares about a dented fender, Mrs. McGee.
Huh? I thought...
Look, when you turned off that engine, McGee, you walked off with our ignition keys.
Molly return in a moment. Now, let me remind you, please, for a very limited time, the makers of Johnson's Wax are making an unprecedented bargain offer to introduce you to the new 1949 Glow Coat. You can get a can of Glow Coat, the wonderful new Glow Coat with the bright new glow, for one half its usual price when you buy another can at the regular price. That means a saving of 29 cents when you buy twin pints, 49 cents when you buy twin quarts. So see your Johnson dealer tomorrow. You will not only get a brighter glow, a longer wearing glow on your floor's linoleum, you'll save money doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, now that we've given the car keys back to the firemen, we'd like to put in a little plug for them.
Sort of a fire plug, you might say.
Yeah. These fellows don't wear fancy uniforms, and their heroism is usually anonymous. But there is no finer, braver, or more conscientious group of men anywhere than those at your local firehouse.
Success to them starts at the top of the ladder, and may they all come down safely.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
Rub it on. Wipe it off. That's all you do with Johnson's Car New, the wax fortified auto polish that cleans and polishes in one easy application. Car New cuts through traffic tarnish, whisks it away. Water can't touch that traffic tarnish, but Carnew will. Carnew polishes your car, too, gives it a brilliant luster that makes it look like new. Ask for Johnson's Wax Fortified Carnew tomorrow. Cleaning a car can be hard work. Carnew saves you a lot of that work, saves you time, too, and gives your car a real Sunday shine. Rub it on, wipe it off. That's all you do with Carnew. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.